I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, April 1st. The state is providing $4.2 million in grants for Father Bill's homeless shelter in Quincy. Governor Baker and other state and local officials announced the grant yesterday for a planned new housing resource center across from the current homeless shelter on Broad Street. The city will also provide a $1 million grant to the project. However, officials say they still need to raise another $7.5 million to complete that project. Senator Elizabeth Warren will visit Burke's Seafood and other North Quincy businesses today to promote federal grants available for businesses through the American Rescue Plan. Warren will also speak out against anti-Asian racism. Later, she'll call for $50,000 in federal student loan forgiveness when she meets with Attorney General Mara Healey and Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley. Quincy Public School kindergartners who are in the hybrid learning model now can return to in-person learning on Wednesday mornings beginning next Wednesday. Officials say students will be able to attend in-person school for 2.5 hours on Wednesday mornings. Eligible families will be notified of the details today. There were 35 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with 233 active cases. Quincy's positivity rate is almost 3%. The city is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map. There have been 150 deaths. Congressman Stephen Lynch says that people should buy PPE made in the United States and not China. Lynch issued a statement calling on agencies, schools, and businesses to use their federal COVID relief money to buy medical equipment made in this country because he says China has been hostile to the interests of the United States. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Thursday, April 1st.